This week's parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh. It's also Parshas Zachor. And we find ourselves a few days before the great day, the great days of Purim, the Yemei Purim. In addition, we find ourselves in a world that's in a state of, I would say, behala, definitely a state of worry, a state of unknown, confusion, challenge. Many of us know people, everyone knows somebody who's been affected by coronavirus. Even our shir was affected by coronavirus. Asher Dauer, who's no longer physically in our shir right now, hopefully we'll get him after Pesach, Mirz Hashem. But he's not able to come back to Shiva now because of his travel plans that took place recently. Our hearts and our tefillos are with those that are affected with coronavirus, both in Eretz Yisrael and abroad, those in the Rochelle and other places abroad who are unfortunately have the virus. They should all have a refuah shlema, bekarov. Then I'm sure it's on everyone's mind. How do we put these things together? How do we make sense, if we can, a little bit out of what's going on in the world? What should our thoughts be as we enter these special days? How do we kind of put all the ideas going on together? So I thought maybe we would spend some time talking about Parsha Zachor, about some ideas of Parsha Zachor. We'll tie it into Parsha Tetzaveh and also try to tie it into current events, especially what's going on with Corona. The Rambam writes very famously in Hilchos Tanios, when he describes the laws of fast days, the following thing. He says there's a mitzvah from the Torah to scream out, to call out, to daven to Hashem when a tzara happens, when a people experiences a tzara. Rambam writes, this is part of tshuva. Part of tshuva is that when a person witnesses or experiences something difficult, challenging, when people experience challenging times, we're supposed to scream out to Hashem. Why is that? Listen to these words. Shebizman shetavo atzara v'yizaku alei v'yariyu, yidu hakol, everyone will know, shebiglal ma'aseim aroim hura lahem. Nothing happens for nothing. Nothing in this world happens for no reason. When a person davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they realize, there's a certain sense of accountability, a certain sense of responsibility that we feel and we are to feel for things that happen in this world. When a person has that sense of accountability and responsibility, says the Rambam, that will cause the tzara to be removed. When we realize, it's our fault, it's our problem, it's our issue, it's not some Chinese problem, it's not some problem that's affecting only some deep Far East countries. It affects us, says the Rambam. When we realize that helps the tzara be removed. Halacha Gimel, aval lo yizaku, but if we don't call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't scream out, Ela yomru, rather we say, davar ze mimin ha-ga'olam, and this just happens. Viruses happen. Things happen. The tzarazu nikra nikris just happened to happen, says the Rambam, areizu derech achzarius. That's cruelty. The goremes lemli davik ma'asem arayim, and it causes us just to stay in touch and stay connected to our bad ways. The tosif atzara toros achiros, and God forbid that can cause more tzaros to come to be. This is shot in the pasuk. It says in Parshas Bechukosai, v'alachtem imi bekeri, Hashem says, if you walk with me, bekeri, keri here means in chance, in happenstance. V'alachti imachem b'chamas keri. Hashem says, you walk with me with keri, you think this is just happenstance? I'll continue the happenstance along. Klomar, kishavi alechem tzara, ish tashuvu, when I bring upon you a tzara, so that you could do tshuva, im tom rushu keri, if you say, it just happens to be happening, also keri, I will, unfortunately, Hashem says, continue to load upon you more of that challenge. Abosai, I don't think there could be a better Rambam that would help us get into the mood of Parsha Zachor, and definitely what's going on in the world right now at large. We're going to lay in on the Shabbos Parsha Zachor. The Parsha Zachor, we begin. Zachor, remember, Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek. What did Amalek do to you? By Derech, B'tzeis Chem Mitzrayim, on the road as we left Mitzrayim. Next two words, very, very key, pivotal words. Asher Korecha, by Derech. What does the word karka mean? It's a very hard word to translate. Rashi has different pshatim. One pshat is nashon kor. He cooled you off. You were all excited and passionate about Avodas Hashem. You had just witnessed Yetzias Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, Amalek comes. Really? Rashi quotes the famous Chazal. There's a boiling, bubbling bath. And everyone's scared to go inside the bubbling bath because, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? We're going to get burnt. All of a sudden, one guy jumps in. And he cools it off a little bit. Now it's still hot, but not as hot as it was before. And that's Amalek who cooled off the bath of the piping hot B'nai Yisrael after Mitzrayim. There's another pshat Rabosai, which is brought down also. That the word Asher Karcha comes from the language of Mikre. Mikre means chance. And Amalek Rabosai, many Svarim explain, Amalek is trying very, very hard, working overtime, then and now, to try to put into the world the concept of Mikre, and to make us believe that everything happens just because it happens. Yeah. Just happens to happen like that. That's Karcha. Asher Karcha Baderech. Amalek is, it's not Hashem. It's Karcha, it's Mikra. Like the Rambam says, when something happens, the world just happens to happen. Yeah, there's laws of nature. And laws of nature cause things to happen. And viruses happen. And coronas happen. And it's okay, that's nature. That's exactly what Amalek is. If Amalek was in this room right now, Amalek would stand up and say, look, it's just a Mikra. Just happens to happen like that. That's Amalek. To beat Amalek, to wipe out Amalek, Rabosai, means that we recognize, we realize, we internalize, we believe with all of our being, every fiber of our existence, it is not a mikra. Nothing is by chance. Nothing just happens to happen. It happened to be a guy 2,000 years ago named Haman, happened to be a king called Ahasuerus, happened to be a queen called Vashti, happened to be a guy called Mordechai, happened to be a person called Esther. The pasuk says in the Megillah, "Vayaged lo Mordechai." Mordechai told Esther's messenger, "Es kol asher korohu." Everything that had happened. Chazal said, the Gemara Megillah says, what's Asher Karohu? Oh, Karohu, that sounds familiar. Asher Karcha. You know who Haman is? He's the great-great-grandson of Asher Karcha. Look what happened. The same thing happened. It happened with Amalek, happened again in the story of Purim. Happened. Yeah, it's okay. It's happenstance. Yeah, it's okay. Just things happen, you know. People get difficult times and people, nations, you know, go up and down and the Jews won't be here. If it would have been up to Mikra and happenstance, there would not be a Jewish people anymore. We would not exist. The story of Purim and the Chiyas Amalek is not about necessarily killing a person. We don't know who Amalek is anymore. Who's Amalek? It's killing an ideology. It's killing a concept. It's killing something which says, maybe God created the world, but he left the show a long time ago. And he left it in the hands of nature. Now there's just laws of nature that happens. And there's cause and effect. You know, if you touch certain people in certain places, you're going to get coronavirus. And if you stay in quarantine for 2 weeks, you won't. Really? I both said, let's just focus. I'm not judging anybody. Who am I to judge anybody? Just today. Current events today. Let's talk about today, what's happening in the world. Today, in our world, we rent space from Yeshiva University. Many people in this room are planning on going at some point in their lifetime to Yeshiva University. Yeshiva University is a big college, a big institution, a big yeshiva. Thousands of people, students, faculty, 2,000 individuals, all of a sudden one day, shut down. Shut down. Because a student who should have a refuah shlema and his father and the family unfortunately was affected by it, go to that institution. I both say, New York is a big place. America is a big place. Many people flew to Italy. This man and his family is not the only person that flew back from Italy in the past couple of weeks. There's one institution that was affected, or a few now, SAR and Westchester, a couple. That's not a mikra. What does it mean? I don't know. Why Hashem picked YU to be the first place where the corona landed and hit in a very, very strong... I have no idea, but I know one thing. It wasn't by chance. It wasn't a mikra. It's not like that. If a person goes through life, yeah, it's just by chance, just Mika, that's a Malik. A Malik says, yeah, it could have been Wayu, it could have been something else. It could have, it's true, but Hashem picked. It could have been anybody. Hashem picked this family for whatever reason, I don't know why. But it's not by chance. Nothing is by chance. It's all the hand of Hashem. This message of Osai, of Hashkachas Hashem, is a very, very important message. We'll tie it into Parshas Tetzaveh for a second. Parshas Tetzaveh is the only parasha in the Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Halo Davaru. Parshas Tetzaveh almost always falls out around Purim time. Isn't that interesting? What's the connection? I'll tell you maybe one connection. The same way in Megillah Esther, Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. You know what? It screams Hamelech, 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 Hamelech. It's all Hashem. Every time it says Hamelech, it's Hashem. Hashem is the Melech. Well, you know what? Maybe in the Parshas Tetzaveh, you want him a similar feeling. You know, people might think Moshe Rabbeinu is—he's the man. Moshe's in charge. You know, Hashem gave it over to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's running the show. He's calling the shots. Some people are confused. They think in a country like Israel, the Rosh Memshalah—he's the boss. He's calling the shots. But people think in America, the United States of America, the almighty, powerful USA, Donald Trump, he's calling the shots. Rabosai, Donald Trump is not calling the shots. And Bibi Netanyahu is not calling the shots. Pasuk says, Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem. The hearts of kings are in the hands of Hashem. I'm not saying they're doing terrible things. I'm not saying I would do a better job as the head of a country. I don't think I'm experienced to do that. But I am saying that they are not, it's not them. It's not them who are calling the shots. It's not Bibi and it's not Donald J. Trump. It's not these people that are calling the shots. Rabbi Osai, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to end with one little anecdote, and then I want to just end with a tefillah as we move towards the Yom HaKadoshim. Abam Aleinu Latova. After 9/11, almost many of you were born around that time of 9/11. So, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita went to Ground Zero, 9/11, where it happened. A few days only, I think, after. It was right before Rosh Hashanah. And he went there, right before Rosh Hashanah, this is how the story goes, and he screamed out on top of his lungs, HaMelech! Osama bin Laden, quote-unquote, was the mastermind, Yimach Shemo, the Zichro, who orchestrated the terrible, terrible attack on 9/11. But in reality, Rabbi Osai, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is in charge of the world. If Hashem didn't will it to happen, it never would have happened. It's not let's go after Osama bin Laden and everyone's all excited in this country when we kill terrorists. And I'm not saying it's not a good thing to remove terrorists. At the same time, we have to understand it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's calling the shots. HaMelech, HaMelech, HaMelech. Purim was the time in our history of an ahafuchu. It was a time when we realized, we thought mistakenly, we thought it was just teva. We thought it was just, where are you, Hashem? We thought it was just, oh my gosh, you know, if we go to the king's party and we just play along and we do what's naturally, quote unquote, good to do, we're going to be fine. And the king will take care of us. Like many people thought in pre-war Poland and in Europe, because after all, like, we're good with the government, and we're boys with, you know, and we have a... They thought in the story of Purim, well, Esther, our sister, she's the queen, so we're safe now. Or, you know, Jared Kushner, he's the number two in charge of what's going on in America. He's a Jewish man, so we're safe. Abosai, all those kind of thoughts. Or v'nahafochud on Purim. We realize it's not Esther that's going to call the shots, although she's a very important piece of the puzzle, and the Havdil, it's not Jared Kushner who's going to bring our salvation to us. All that stuff gets pushed aside. We recognize and we realize, Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing else that's in charge, and that's powerful, and that's mighty, and that's almighty in this world, other than Hashem. And the more clarity we have in that, the more we have Purim. And the more clarity we have in that, the more we have in Ahafachu. And like the Rambam began with, says, the more clarity we have with that, the more clarity we have, this is not just happenstance, this is not just mikra. Coronavirus is not just something which happened to happen now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it for whatever reason. It's Yad Hashem. It begs every one of us to do some soul searching. Even if we don't live in New Rochelle, even if we don't live in Washington Heights, even if Baruch Hashem was zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael, and quote unquote, away from the danger, quote unquote, of the virus, it behooves every one of us to recognize this is Yad Hashem. Rambam says, the more we recognize the hand of Hashem, the more we're getting rid of the problems. That's our job, to recognize this is the hand of Hashem, to absolute, with absolute clarity, recognize and realize Hashem is calling the shots. We're in His hands. When we recognize that, the month that began as a month of Sara, the month that began as a month of difficulty, is Nepach. V'achodesh Avosa, this is the month. Hachodesh, Asher Nepach, Miyagon, the Simcha, from difficulty to joy, from the most challenging, darkest moment of our history to arguably one of the most joyous times in our history. We daven to Hashem that we should take the messages, we should learn the lessons of Purim, we should recognize and see His hand. And just as in those days, the days were transformed from difficult days to days of great simcha, we should be zochah that in our days also, the challenging times that we're experiencing now, should be ne'apachim, l'sason, l'simcha, good Shabbos, Freilich and Purim, all good things to everybody.